You're listening to KRCU. I'm Dan Woods. I'm joined in the studios by Jason Sides. He's assistant professor in the Department of Political Science, Philosophy, and Religion at Southeast Missouri State University, and we're going to talk about ballot initiatives in Missouri. Jason, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me back.
Let's start talking about the cigarette tax, Amendment 3. Let's talk about Amendment 3 first.
Amendment 3 is going to be a ballot that's going to increase the taxes on cigarettes. Packs. This is an initiative that's received a lot of attention in advertising, both by opponents and proponents for that particular amendment. And so you're starting to see a lot of action heat up around this one on the airwaves. There's commercials where Joe Camel is kind of laughing because he thinks he's going to get this passed and that somehow this is going to advantage the tobacco interests by limiting the amount of taxes that eventually can be placed on cigarettes. There are commercials also saying that, hey, vote for this does provide meaningful outcomes for Missouri and helps Missouri to get more in line with what other states are doing. There's going to be a lot out there for folks to consider when voting for this particular initiative.
So in some of the polling, what are you seeing as far as how the polling is looking on this amendment?
Well, the last poll that I saw had Amendment 3 getting a lot of support, but then there was some new polling, I think, from Mason-Dixon, where it had it opposition winning, but not by a large margin. I believe it was within the margin of error.
Proposition A is also related to cigarettes. Why have two? Are they different? Why have an Amendment 3 and now a Proposition A, both relating to tobacco?
One of the things you're going to see when you read the stories that deal with this is that Missouri has a lower tax rate on cigarettes than a lot of other states. And there's a sense that, hey, this has to be corrected. We have to, as a state, kind of catch up to where people are going, where states are going to get in line with funding public health initiatives and other things. And so in looking at who's supporting these particular amendments, it looks like there's an effort to kind of cap what can be imposed on cigarettes by some of the pro Amendment 3 advocates, that it seems like a strategic move to try to impose taxes now so as to influence the discussion at a later date, whereas the Prop A proponents seem to be coming up with a more straightforward kind of argument that we have to tax this at this particular point, at this level. Now, here's the thing. One's a constitutional amendment. The other's just a proposition. So if Amendment 3 were to pass, it's now an amendment, which gains a little bit more validity because it's part of the Constitution. And so taking that particular strategy makes a lot of sense if you're trying to institutionalize this set of funding preferences.
Jason, thanks for stopping by. I guess we'll see you on election night.
Yeah. Yes, you will. I'm looking forward to it.
Jason and I also talked about a few other amendments, including Amendment 2, which establishes limits on campaign contributions in Missouri, and Amendment 6, which is about voter photo IDs. Our complete conversation is at krcu.org. KRCU will be offering NPR's live election coverage beginning at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. We'll be live in studio with statewide and local results and analysis. Plus, we'll be posting information online at krcu.org and on our Facebook page. Be sure to join us. You're listening to 90.9 and 88.9 KRCU.